This is Omar Mosni with UN News. Countries are not doing enough to end tuberculosis, the world's deadliest infectious disease, by 2030, warned the World Health Organization, WHO, on Tuesday at the release of the latest global tuberculosis report. The report shows that worldwide, tuberculosis, or TB, cases are falling too slowly to meet the targets set by WHO's End TB strategy. The deadly disease, which usually infects the lungs, remains one of the top 10 causes of death worldwide, even though it's fully treatable, said Dr. Teresa Kasayeva, the director of the WHO's Global TB Program. She spoke to Anton Uspensky of UN News ahead of next week's first-ever high-level event on TB at UN headquarters, calling for more global action.
It's our 22nd Global TB Report, and it's our first report which was launched in the UN, and it's symbolic, very important for us, because we are expecting and we are very exciting before first ever high-level meeting on tuberculosis. So the key messages presented today were, first of all, that WHO calls for urgent actions and accelerating activities towards ending TB by 2030, as it highlighted in the Sustainable Development Goals and End-TB Strategy. The second message is, though there is a progress for the last years and about 54 million saved lives since 2000, the progress is too slow, and with such a progress, our ambitious targets will hardly be achieved. So if we are talking about progress, it's about 2% per year in decreasing rates of incidence and up to 5% in decreasing rates of mortality. We need at least 2-3 times more. A third message is that we need really not only bold commitments, we need very concrete actions and, first of all, investments in the TB programs and in the research in TB. Because TB programs are chronically underfunded globally. We have right now this year, according to the expert data, about $3.5 billion gap.
So this means that if no action taken, the level of tuberculosis spread will increase, which yes. will in turn demand more financing.
Yes, more financing. And in the case of TB, it's real investments because it's treatable and curable disease. As much we invest today, as less we should invest tomorrow. And we save our population, younger working population. It's especially affect men. And it's a very important message. Lack of investments and necessity of urgently increasing this investment. Investments and research. Now we are going to the research and, as I mentioned, joint activities towards development, new effective diagnostics, medicines, and vaccines are urgently needed if we are serious. If we are overviewing the history of successful elimination of infectious diseases, this story is always linked with the effective vaccines. We need it.
Besides insufficient financing, what are other factors that keep from more successful fight against TB?
Of course, such well-known but still ignored things as stigma and discrimination are very sensitive and very important, which prevent access to the treatment for many and many patients. If we look globally, we have 3.6 million gap. We call them missing people. It's the difference between the estimated numbers of people who fell ill and the notification rate. So these people either have no access, either are not informed about the problem and ignore the symptoms, either they were underreported, especially in such countries with big private sector as India, Indonesia. So it's another problem, and that's why WHO recently, Director General Dr. Tedros, came out with our K partners, Stop TB partnership, and Global Fund with a joint initiative Fund Treat All 40 million people for 5 years globally. Now we're expecting that according to this initiative, each country will take concrete responsibility and put their own targets.
So countries can do some things both individually and collectively to make the response more effective. What should that be?
As I told, TB is airborne infection. It doesn't know neither borders nor nationalities.
And especially now in the age of migration,
yes,
and constant movement
this global,
of people.
These global processes and global world, of course, create, the best opportunities for spreading this disease. And that's why our activities should be joint and very well coordinated. It means not only member states, but also key partners and actors on the health field.
So in the light of that, how important is this forthcoming high-level meeting on TB? And how can meeting of this kind really change the situation to the better?
So the success of such a type of meetings usually depends on the attention and attendance of the heads of states and high-level officials, and how serious they will take this message of the TB community. Next is, of course, it should be a strong and concrete political declaration supported and adopted with the concrete targets. And we're happy to say that, as we know, the draft of political declaration is really very strong with concrete targets, including this 40 million target, 30 million targets, mentioning about 13 billion financing necessary to input into the TB program, and also mentioning the progress report in by Secretary General in 2020 and the next high-level meeting in 2023. We hope that this will keep all the community on track and at least push all the processes, and member states should be and are aimed to be more accountable for their activities, more coordinated, and these are the key conditions of the success and progress.